Good morning. This is Pastor Lana. Welcome to our second Sunday of Easter, April 19, 2020. Our service for this morning is based on Divine Service 4, and the hymnals are 490, Jesus Lives the Victory Won, 470, O Sons and Daughters of the King, 481, Scatter the Darkness, Break the Gloom, 478, The Day of Resurrection, in our Lutheran service book. The word for this morning is brought to us by Pastor Ryan Priegi. The word peace is central for God's people to hear time and again as a part of worship. The peace of the Lord is exchanged between pastors and congregations, and often also spoken among the people of the congregation. It's the last word in benediction and is therefore the most frequently used word to close the service. In the era of Reformation and the decades following, the hymn, Grant Peace, We Pray in Mercy, Lord, was used immediately after the sermon as a reminder of how important the Lord's peace was in the world that knew unrest and challenge. It is a blessing to hear that the word of peace from our Lord once again today in our world, especially at this moment, a moment of challenge. Please join me for the confession. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth. If you, Lord, keep records of sin, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared. Let us then confess our sin unto our gracious Lord. Almighty God, in humility and with repentant heart, we come before you. With shame and regret, we admit and confess our sinfulness. We have not lived up to our calling as your peaceable people. We have not done the good you demand, and we have not been the people you would have us be. We do repent and are truly sorry for our sins in thought, word, and deed. Have mercy on us. Merciful Father, for the sake of Jesus Christ, your Son, forgive us all that needs your forgiving grace. And with the power of the Holy Spirit, direct us to serve you faithfully all our days through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. My fellow sisters and brothers, God has promised his merciful forgiveness to those who repent of their sin and turn to him in confession. He will revive them and speak peace to his people. In his stead and by his command, therefore I forgive all your sins in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God keep you in his grace by his Holy Spirit, lead you in the ways of peace and joy, and finally bring you to live with him forever through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. O God, through the humiliation of your Son, you raised up the fallen world. Grant your faithful people, rescued from the prayer of everlasting days, perpetual gladness and eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, one God and now forever. Amen. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the door being locked where the disciples were for the fear of Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he pressed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from anyone, it's withheld." Now Thomas, one of the 12 called the twins, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see his hands, the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand on his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the door were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. This is the Gospel of our Lord. Join me for the confession of our faith in the words of Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
My name is Pastor Ron Prigge. I'm the former pastor at two churches in Maurer County, St. John's of Sargent and Emmanuel of Racine. And after retirement, I became the vacancy pastor and served 3 years at Our Savior's in Brownsdale. The text for this morning's meditation is from the gospel reading, John chapter 20, verses 19 and 20. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house were where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Last week was Easter. And Easter services are always some of the highlights of the year. Easter, along with Christmas, especially Christmas Eve, has the churches packed, or at least their biggest worshipers of the year. Sunday worship is followed by a huge, delicious Easter family meal, with ham as a very common main dish. I found a 1997 directory from Our Savior's, and I bet you had some fantastic Easter Sunday worship services. I bet the church was packed. My two churches had special worship services. Everyone had their new Easter clothes on. St. John's had their Easter sunrise service, the biggest of the year by far. The men of the congregation then served the Easter breakfast. There they were in their Easter best, some not having been in church since last Easter. Family all gathered back together for the big day. It was great to see so many in church. And even though their faces reminded me of a 10th grade American history class late in the afternoon, they were not used to getting up that early. And we're trying so hard to stay awake. Maybe it was my sermon. After retiring in 2014, I served a vacancy at Emmanuel Lutheran in Plainview. And I was there for both Christmas and Easter. At Easter, the church featured a huge tomb in the front of the church. It was gray and it was gigantic. An Easter sunrise service was especially impressive. The church was dark, but up front, a brilliant light shone from inside the huge tomb. The church singing out, he is risen indeed, alleluia. This year, 2020, it was shelter in place. We also had a heavy snow. Churches were empty. Doors were locked. People were locked in their own homes, sheltering in place for fear of the virus. That first Easter was much more like the one we had in 2020 than the glorious Easters we remember from previous years. The disciples were huddled together behind locked doors. Their leader had been murdered. Put to death in the most gruesome way on a cross. And then he was buried. He had been defeated, it appeared to them. And now they were fearing for their own lives. If the Jews had killed their leader, they would likely come after them also. So they locked the doors. Fear. Defeat. They were overwhelmed. And Jesus appeared to them through the locked doors and said, "Peace be with you." People are told to shelter in place and to practice social distancing. And today in 2020, everyone is afraid. If they're not afraid of COVID-19, they're worried about how they're going to pay their bills. They're worried about their jobs. They're worried about how they can put food on the table. And if they are the ones that are working, they're burning the candle at both ends, trying to keep up at work, educate the kids at home, and just keep things together. How long is this all going to last? Will we ever get back to normal? And what will the new normal look like? The economy is tanked. Unemployment has hit all-time highs. Farmers are dumping their milk. Processing plants are shutting down due to the virus. And the farmers will not be able to move their cattle and hogs. Commodity prices are terrible. And the threat of the virus and the death it causes is real. We read about the danger not only in China and Italy, but also in Spain, Great Britain, and all over the world. Here in the United States, in the state of Washington, New York City, and we have hot spots all over our land. We are not safe out here in rural Minnesota. The Minneapolis paper had an article that caught my eye. It was about Martin County. That's where Nancy is from, my wife. When we lived there, the few years I taught at Winnebago, the article had a picture of Pastor John Henry III, who had been installed as pastor at St. James Lutheran in Northrop, Zion Lutheran in Fraser Township, just January 18th. Nine from his two congregations tested positive for COVID-19, and one of his members had died of the virus. Nancy had taught in their Lutheran school and substituted playing the organ at the church. We lived 3 to 4 miles from Northrop. Nancy's mother had lived and grown up in Fraser Township, Little Northrop, rural Martin County. The meatpacking plant in Sioux Falls, South Dakota has closed. The virus has hit the processing plant in Worthington. Doesn't Austin have a meat processing plant? Overwhelmed was the word used to describe the people of Martin County. Now, there was a parade, a protest in St. Paul on Friday about the economy, money, people not wanting to shelter in place. The people were not social distancing. Jesus says in John 15:12-13, my command is this, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. We have not seen anything like this since the Spanish flu of 1918. In September of 1918, Philadelphia decided to hold a parade to sell Liberty Bonds for the war, the First World War. The government calls you to not forget your duty. Remember our fighters in France. In other words, don't stay at home. Within 6 weeks, all the hospital beds in Philly were filled. 45,000 had the flu, and 12,000 were dead. People do see the positives of this terrible pandemic, even as bad as it is. Families are able to spend time together. We see the love of Christ expressed in various ways with neighbors helping neighbors. Food banks are being set up. One of my former wrestlers at Casa Mandeville's, now Pastor Winona, tells of spending quality time with the four kids. Quality time he really had rarely had before. Little things he talked of, hearing his kids pray, opening a window for him to their faith. Parents who barely had time to see their kids now have the job of helping their students with their education. with this distance learning. Teachers are making special attempts to contact their students. Grammetto does this through Zoom. In Stuartville, the teachers had a parade through the neighborhoods of their students. Families do things together like sing. Especially touching was a song by a daughter and her dad, the song entitled The Prayer. I pray you'll be our eyes to watch us where we go and help us to be wise in times when we don't know. Let this be our prayer as we go our way. Lead us to a place, guide us with your grace to a place where we'll be safe. But let us not forget, this is Easter. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Before COVID-19, a pastor was having a children's message during the Easter service. And those little kids were all gathered in their cute little outfits, girls with their bonnets. The pastor asked the kids, what do you think Jesus said to Mary when he saw her in the garden after he had risen from the dead? One little girl was so excited, she was waving her hand, Pastor, Pastor, I know. So the pastor asked her, and she said, ta-da! He is risen, he is risen indeed, ta-da! Jesus has won. In my former life, I coached football, first at Concordia Academy in St. Paul. We played Shattuck, a military prep school, and they killed us every year. To get some playing time for their non-starters, they scheduled RJV to come down to Shattuck in an afternoon during MEA. We drove down in this old rickety bus from some church. We got to the field. Had to walk through their varsity practice to get to the field we were playing on. And their varsity was huge, like a college team. And they made fun of us, laughed at us. The team we played, their JV, was laughing at us. We played hard as we could. Shattuck played sloppy with no emotion. They fumbled and had interceptions. We picked up one of their fumbles and ran it in for a touchdown, scored an extra point, and we were ahead 7-6. Late in the game, they stopped us, and we had a punt. Our punter was hurt, and our second punter would have been a risk. So we decided to pass on fourth down. The receivers went as deep as they could. With none of the receivers open, our quarterback threw right at their deepest safety. And rather than just knock the pass down, Shattuck taking over the ball on downs, giving them the ball a short distance from the end zone and almost a certain victory, he intercepted the ball. And we tackled him deep in his own territory. Time ran out. They didn't score, and Concordia Academy won. And during the team handshakes after the game, one of the Shattuck players said to us, you're really not very good. As a matter of fact, you're terrible. I think it was Broderick Bell. I had him in Sunday school at the Lutheran Church of Redeemer in St. Paul, Dale Street. He put his hand on the huge Shattuck player and pointed and just said, scoreboard. Look at the score. Who won? The disciples were behind locked doors. After having seen their Lord crucified, it looked like he had been defeated. But Jesus was in their midst. See my scars? See my hands at my side? I won. Ta-da! Satan has been defeated. Ta-da! Sin has been defeated. Ta-da! Death has been defeated. Ta-da! I am the Lord your God, and I am in charge. even during this pandemic. Peace be with you. Amen.
Please join me for the closing prayer. You are all resurrected Son of God, the authority upon whose promise we have credential to speak your word and will. Because you walk with us who are your sisters and brothers, because you use us to make your kingdom come, all whose sins we remit are remitted by you. Because you rose and now reign with our heart, we can be fearless and bold. Without your raising from the grave, like the disciples, we would barricade ourselves against this world's grave trade. Of ourselves, we are faint and fearful. We have neither courage, strength, nor confidence. But you never leave us nor forsake us. You are victor, and your triumph makes us victors too. Assure us with your presence. Though we have not seen, yet we believe. Open our eyes to all evidence that you are with us and bestow faith on us and energize our lagging spirit. Where we have been assailed by foolish doubts, forgive us and strengthen our conviction. Where we have been timid, pardon us and grant us courage. Where we have been faithless, absolve us and provide fidelity and consistency. And where we have sinned, erase our shame and close us with your righteousness. Our mind, Lord, are too slow. Our memories are too blunt to catalog your blessings or list our wants. You lavishly answer our petitions before we bring them, and you accept our feeble groaning and call that praise. We bring before you all people who are sick, especially those who are suffering from this virus infection, COVID-19. Touch them with your healing hands and restore them to health. Remember them with kindness. Show them the goodness of your will by doing for them what your will desires. Our Savior, in the fullness of your time, crown our face with final victory and take us home to live with you eternally. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord looks upon you with favor and give you peace. With this, we bring to the end our service for this morning. The abbreviated audio streaming for this Sunday can be accessed from any media player or ordinary phone. If you own a smartphone, download the application Zeno Radio. After downloading, search for Lutheran Gospel Podcast. You can also access from any telephone number by calling 631-856-933. I repeat again, 631-856-9333 throughout the week. Have a blessed week. This is a joint service of Holy Cross Lutheran Church of Austin and Our Savior's Lutheran Church of Brownsdale.